Thekkneto, East Coast Radio.
And this week on I Am Legend, we are joined now by Lucas Radebe. He is a legend. He needs no introduction. A former professional footballer. Good afternoon to you, Mr. Radebe.
Good afternoon, Vic.
Yes, it's Vic. Can I tell you, I'm a little bit starstruck having this conversation with you, and I have goosebumps as well because you are such an inspiration to many of us, and you are a legend, and you deserve the utmost respect because of all of your accomplishments and just what you mean and your story to South Africans, especially during these times where we still struggle with so much and so many young people still need to look up to someone who is a hero, and you are still a hero for so many people.
Yeah, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. I mean, it's an honor for me and a privilege, you know, to share a platform with the listeners and you guys. You always make it a point that I think if we reach, you know, the people that have really supported us all along. And to be honest, you know, we hold them daily. You know, I think it might seem that, like, you know, we're too far from them or we don't care about our friends. But we're always thinking about the people that have contributed our careers, you know, and make it who we are today. Because
Mr. Radebe, I'd love to find out more about, I mean, I'm sure you get asked this a lot and it comes up because it's probably one of the highlights of your career is being able to play at International Football Club in the UK. When you found out that you were going to play at Leeds, what were the feelings going through your mind and then also realizing that you are now going to have to leave your country and go and live in a foreign place?
Yeah, especially the fact that I was at Cape and I didn't really take that long for Cape Chiefs. So, I mean, what a great club and what great players that were there. And obviously, I mean, when the offer came, great respect, you know, to Kaiser, because obviously he was the owner of the club. You know, he waited for a right deal, a few clubs that were in front, but then he waited for a right deal, which is the Premier League, which is absolutely brilliant for me. And it worked well in terms of where I was going to. Actually, Leeds United, yes, it might seem like that those days, Leeds United is not a big club. And for me to go to lead to an environment that was foreign, you know, everything else, actually foreign, and it was very difficult at first, you know, to acclimatize and settle, but at a later stage, you know, seeing opportunity and realizing how lucky I am to be able to play the Premier League, and, you know, I took it in both ends and I never looked back.
Mr. Radebe, you know, you've played local football, you've played international football, you've been in the Premier League, you have achieved many goals, so to speak. What would you say is the biggest contrast now between footballers locally and then footballers on an international level?
To be able to play professional football obviously comes with a sacrifice. And it's a lot of work, it's hard work. Yes, there is ups and downs, but, you know, and there's no, to be honest, if you know yourself, that you're a good player and you've got a good work ethic. You know, you don't doubt yourself, especially, you know, when you go playing in the highest level. And I think that's what a local player needs to do to themselves. You have to feel confident in themselves, you know, and realize that opportunities like these don't come.
Mr. Radebe, so yes, you mentioned responsibility and commitment and dedication. I'm more interested right now to find out what are you getting up to these days? What keeps the spark alive inside of you?
I think for the fact that, you know, I've had such an amazing career where, you know, I've done the best I can in a God-given talent, you know, where it could have been somebody else, you know, but I think the most important thing is the impact, you know, that you make in a foreign country, which is being recognized in a way that, you know, your status, you know, and your value becomes more important and more demanding, especially knowing that, you know, there's always life after football. So what carves your career after football is when you play football and using the value that you gain from the game, because it's not about, you know, fun, fun and games and that. It's the responsibility that football has in the community and the family. In me, itself, as a person to grow, you know, to be the person that I am today.
Mr. Radebe, we don't want to take too much of your time because we know that you're a busy man, but I wanted to play a quick little game with you and just some quick-fire questions, and you have to try and answer these questions as quick as possible. Whatever comes to your mind, tell us.
Okay.
Your favorite teammate?
Mark Viduka.
Most annoying thing in the locker room?
I can't think of anybody who's annoying.
Who's been your toughest opponent?
Alan Shearer.
And one of the players that you wish you got to play with on the field?
Gianfranco Zola.
And who is the funniest guy in the locker room?
Derek Kelly, Jason Wilcox.
Oh, okay. There we go. Mr. Lucas Radebe, thank you for giving us your time at I Am Legend. We wish you continued success and thank you for continuing to leave a legacy and making an impact and inspiring so many of us.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Vic Naidoo, weekdays 1 to 4 p.m. East Coast Radio.